Today on Compassion Radio.
So what do you think are the common needs right now for spiritual growth in the Arabic-speaking world that radio is especially well-suited to help address?
They need to know that or feel that somebody cares for them and giving them love, presenting love to them.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. Now, recently, Bram was in Tunisia for a conference put on by the Union of Christian Arabic Radio, or UCAR. He spoke with the people who head up the organization, Michael Morcos, Ashraf Hanna, and one of their associates, Lillian Isaac, about how God is using this great work to shed light in the darkness and bring the love of Jesus Christ to the Arab world via the power of radio broadcasting. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to join us right now for part one of this very moving conversation.
Sitting here in the country of Tunisia, and the north part of the country, is this very special meeting of broadcasters. It's an honor for me to sit with them because this is the Union of Christian Arabic Radio. And I was explaining to my listeners a while ago that this is something very new for us to even comprehend, that there would be Christian broadcasters in the Arabic-speaking world that would care about uniting together in purpose. And that's what you're here to do, is help build this community. So I would like to introduce my friends here from UCAR. We have Michael. Michael, how do you pronounce your last name?
My last name is Marcos.
And you are the chairman of this entire organization.
Yes.
We have Ashraf Hanna, and you are the CEO, the one who actually runs the business from day to day.
I should be doing that.
Very good. And Lillian, your last name is?
Isaac.
Isaac. Thank you all for being here with me to talk about what UCAR is all about. I've been very impressed with the people that I've met since I've been here. And you, of course, are the cream of the crop. The three of you are making this thing really happen. Tell me about the dream. What was it about bringing Christians in the Arabic-speaking world together in this technology of radio? How did this start? Where did the dream begin?
So, حلمنا اليوكار.
Our dream for UCAR is to support all the radio stations and all the organizations or companies, if I would call it, that are producing the material for the radio.
And that sounds good because we want quality radio out there and reaching people. But how many radio stations are out there that are actually in the Arabic-speaking world that are Christian?
We have more than 35 Arabic-speaking radio stations in the area.
And that covers how much territory?
It's covering most of the globe, mm-hmm. and we have stations in Australia, yeah. and in Asia, and in America too, and the Arab world.
Let me ask about how many people can be reached by the radio stations that you represent.
That's a tough question to answer because we don't know what exactly how big is the area that is covered mm-hmm. from the people that are following or even giving us feedback from the radio that's coming out.
We had a discussion earlier today about what even constitutes radio now. It's not just about having a signal from a tower in one band. You're covering all the radio bands that are traditional, like AM, FM, shortwave, and those things are part of the mix. But you also are very much active in internet radio, developing audiences through phones and through streaming online. So you have the potential to reach everywhere in the world. Are there other technologies or other ways that radio is part of what you do?
Other technology, عندنا تكنولوجيا مختلفة غير الـ FM
لا ما عندناش تكنولوجيا مختلفة.
Some of our programs, what we do is we put it on the SoundCloud, mm-hmm. and we also, if some of the programs have a picture on it, we put it on the YouTube. We upload it onto the YouTube. Some of the organizations that we work with or partner with put our programs onto their websites.
بس طبعا الحاجات دي ما بتبقاش فيها media player بتشغل البرامج.
But these websites don't have a media player that continuously plays the programs. So the person who goes onto the website would click on each program on its own.
If we would call that either streaming or in some respects a podcast. So these technologies are now under the umbrella of radio communications in this part of the world because it is audio, and it's produced for release, whether it's through broadcasts or through individual streams. Correct?
We have a challenge here also.
FM channels.
We cannot have an FM radio channel in our Arab world. Because the governments do not accept that or would not give us permission for that. Even if we have shortwave in neutral places and direct it to other places, which into the Arab world, they are able to block it in a way or try to minimize the wave getting into the country.
And are the countries of North Africa and Middle East right now still actively trying to block shortwave radio?
Yes,
it's true. Yes, it happens a lot.
So they'll put like white noise up there to interrupt the signal.
The noise. They will put just the noise there to block the.
TWR the lot of Masra Tsama Balafi.
Like for example, Transworld Radio, which is TWR. It's very hard to pick up the station on the medium wave
in Egypt.
We cannot get it.
Okay.
There is a channel right next to it, very close to it. I mean, you just cannot adjust it. Need a very precise radio receiver to
I understand it. That most of those traditional broadcasters are now retooling themselves too for the internet age, and they're working very hard to get programming available through their websites as well. But you're creating a constellation of ministries and websites and different kinds of presence that need to know each other and need to support each other. They're not big organizations. These are maybe one or two man operations or churches that are committed to reaching through media. So you brought them together in the same room here. Now, I know you were frustrated when we first started the meeting this month because so many key people were not able to make it to this country this time. Why was that? What happened?
Let me explain, because I was the one after getting the visas following up. When we applied for the visa, it took a long time, literally over a month, to pick up the visa. And
that was just coming from Egypt, which is one and a half countries away.
Yeah. And many of the people that applied, I don't want to say many, a few of the people, quite a few of the people, were denied the visa. And we don't know why.
I understand that Tunisia is getting a little more were scared about incoming extremists, so they're clamping down more than ever.
This was explained by one of the Tunisian brothers who was here, and he explained that there were a lot of people that they're afraid that they would come into the country back again. That's why they're very cautious about who comes in or.
And when you mean again, you talk about extremists that have left the country and fought elsewhere that might be trying to sneak back in. So they'd be much more strict about admitting people from the Middle East.
True.
Now, of course, me as an American, we currently have good diplomatic ties with Tunisia. I don't even need a visa to come into the country. So I could go right in and out, which is odd for me that I'm the easiest traveling person here. But all are facing more restrictions now.
But basically, for example, it was mentioned that a lot of the Europeans are not allowed, because some of these people wanted to come back to their own country went to Europe and sought for asylum. They got the nationalized in another country. So they're coming in with their own, with a new identity. That's why they're a little bit more strict.
I understand. So the challenges of getting people together in the same place are there. But of those you have in the room with you this time around, can you get the work done that you think God's calling you to do?
I believe we can, because on a spiritual level, God never could be stopped. And with the people that are here, we can see a great potential in their heart for the ministry. We can see also their dreams are big. They're not just doers, but they are thinkers and doers at the same time. They're not just following, but they are leaders. I believe also that the people who couldn't make it, we will be going back and communicating with them on what we want to do. and what we have come up with to continue the work. I have the faith personally, and I'm sure that my brother and sister here with me have the same faith that God will be working through this union, because we are united together, and God loves this unity.
Yes.
Not this UCAR unity, but unity. When people come united together seeking one thing, yes, He will listen from heaven and do.
Where two or three are gathered in His name,
yes,
He promises to be present.
Yes, and also He will listen to what they're asking for according to His will. It will be done.
You are seeking His will this week. How do we maximize the opportunity and the technology we have now to help bring the Great Commission to its conclusion?
Amen.
And again, we're only talking about the next chapter in the history of the church. Who knows what time God may decide it's time to wrap things up.
Amen.
But in the meantime, we keep going and going and finding those people who have not been found yet. And we talked about the 500 million or so that are Arabic speaking, or actually are Muslim in the world, that are practicing Muslims, not just theoretical Muslims. And of that 500 million practicing Muslims, 350 million of them speak Arabic. So your focus is on a majority of the Muslim world, but you're not focusing on Muslim issues. You're trying to reach Arabic speakers, period. And that's a different twist, because in the West, we think about going after Muslims and trying to win them to Jesus, and there's a conflict at play right now. You're not dealing with a conflict here. You're dealing with an opportunity to reach out to your brothers and sisters that speak your language group, because all the people here that are involved in Arabic Christian Radio are Arabic speakers.
Amen.
So tell me then about what you want to get done, say, the next 2 or 5 years. What's your hope for UCAR and how it can help that project?
We have great dreams for the coming 5 years.
To reach out
to the unreached areas that the message has not reached to yet.
Yeah.
We have other dreams. The other dream is to help the radios that are present to extend the reach to these unreached areas. Not only to produce programs, just good programs, but programs that are impacting and changing people's lives in the way they live themselves too, personally. We are dreaming that all the members of the union of these radios, the producers, they would have one unified vision and goal that we can complete this this goal in itself, this strategy. It would be good that we would have 20 organizations, for example, in the union to serve the radio. It would be much better if the union among them, the unity among them, would make a bigger vision or in a bigger impact. This will not change or undermine their own personal visions as different radios.
They could multiply it.
It will multiply.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again when it's convenient for you just by opening up your favorite browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com.
Home, we're heading home. We journey on to see our Savior face to face. Close, we're getting close. Our joy is rising higher with each step we take. Forward on to Jesus. We are the people of the cross. We choose Christ and count all else as lost. We won't be shaken. Hope won't be taken. We are the people of the cross. If not for grace, we would be lost without the promise that you gave. Praise be ever praised. Your spirit burns within us brighter every day. Forward unto Jesus. We are the people of the cross.
We are the people of the cross.
We choose Christ and count all else as lost.
We choose Christ and count all else as lost.
We won't be shaken. Hope won't be taken. We are the people of the cross. We will be faithful till you meet us. Give us your courage as we finish. We want to hear well done.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria, and that was Sela with a song called People of the Cross. It's off of their latest CD called Unbreakable, which includes that song and a lot of other really great music. Today, when you support this ministry financially, we'll send you your very own copy as our way of saying thanks. Just go to CompassionRadio.com to show your support. Again, CompassionRadio.com.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Now, you're talking about people getting together so that new ideas can flow, and a new commitment and new vision would take root. And you're praying for this these next few days. So while we're sitting here, we're just beginning the process. We went through some business today. We got through the paperwork, what it means to be UCAR and the founding documents and what membership means. So we're learning about how they will relate to each other, the ethics of how you would pray for each other and live the Christian life together across all these national boundaries. What do you hope will come from the next couple of days of this brainstorming and this open prayer?
We are dreaming in the coming few days to put a clear strategy for the union and activate this dream with the radio stations, and that they would be more effective in activating this dream.
It's a missions movement.
It's a mission movement, yes.
And
we would be as if we are just one unity or one hand, and we would call it in the Arabic here, that I would gain your support for what weakness I have, and you would take my support in whatever weakness you have, and we complete each other.
And there might be some weaknesses that are different countries. Some countries are very strong technically, or you have people that already have proficiencies in technological arts, but they don't have much in the way of content or teaching. And other countries may be very strong with their discipleship, but not have a lot of knowledge about how to make quality programming. And you are helping them network together so they can help each other produce the best quality programming as their nations need it. And not every nation needs quite the same thing, perhaps, but there might be some things that are very common between all these nations. So what do you think are the common needs right now for spiritual growth in the Arabic-speaking world that radio is especially well-suited to help address?
They need to know that or feel that somebody cares for them and feels what they feel. And giving them love, presenting love to them. And making them feel that they are not forgotten in life. And this is what is exactly the picture or in the life of Jesus. In the church, in the time of Jesus, the church was, the disciples were healing the sick, caring for each other, and supplying their needs, supplying each other's needs. Especially our Arab area or our region needs this in this present times. In the Arab world, you see that there are people who are living in very extreme, hard lives because of the war and the turmoil that's in the area. They lack or they don't have the feeling of security and love.
If you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up your favorite browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, you can check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And go ahead and sign up for our email updates while you're at it. Oh, and if you have a minute, go ahead and take our partner survey. This is a great way for us to learn how to better serve you. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, I'd like to ask you to consider three things. First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. And second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the exciting reports Bram brings us from the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? We're 100% listener supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Today when you give, we'll send you a copy of the latest CD from gospel vocal trio Selah called Unbreakable as our way of saying thanks. To support Compassion Radio today, you can call 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you're there, just click on the top right mini menu icon and then click Donate. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Thanks a lot. Here's Bram with a closing word.
Hi, friends. I'm in Beirut this week, following some of the most inspiring people you'll ever meet, as they do incredible work. The gospel is going out with power here and redeeming people in amazing ways. In turn, they've been introducing me to the beautiful people that God has placed in front of them. Make sure to spend a few minutes at the Compassion Radio Facebook page to see some pictures and videos of these wonderful folks. I want to bring you these stories and interviews so that your faith will expand and burst forth with joy and powerful authority. That is our calling. Will you help us keep doing this very thing? Will you help us stay on the air and in the field, bringing you good news stories each and every day? We can't do it without your prayer and support, friends, and right now we need both. God has always inspired our Compassion Radio family to give in exactly the measure needed, and I'm counting on the fact that this is still just as true today. When you give, I know that God will be pleased, and the world will hear how much you love them. So let us hear from you today.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.